Hello and welcome to our study today. We're going to be studying about being a Christian, how to be a faithful Christian. And the Bible is a book about how to be a faithful Christian. We want to be Christians, but we want to be Christians in the truest sense. We don't want to be counterfeit Christians. We want to be true Christians as is described in the Bible. The first Christians, that is the first century Christians, were directed and taught by the inspired apostles. And so that's where we want to turn in our Bibles today, to what the inspired apostles said. We're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2. And their writing was instructions on how to be a faithful Christian. All scripture is devoted to that. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That means it is profitable for teaching, and it is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. And so the scriptures are here to teach us how to be a true Christian. And we want to be a true Christian, so we want to be a faithful Christian, and we want to be a Bible Christian. Now, what we're going to talk about today is going to come from 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2. And the very things that we talk about are the very reasons why some do not want to be a Christian. So the things that will make you a faithful Christian are some of the things that people don't want to do. They just want to wear the name Christian, but they do not want to do what the Bible says. Now, do you have your Bible open? Let's begin reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's addressing faithful Christians, acceptable Christians unto God. He says in verse 1, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says in verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And so a faithful Christian is one that prays, and he prays for his fellow brethren. Verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. So a faithful Christian is one, according to verse 3, is one that has faith. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. But it's not just faith, it's the work that people do as they believe in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's how our faith comes, but the Bible, in hearing the word of God, also tells us to be a worker, a real Christian. A faithful Christian is one that has a working faith. Whatever the Bible says to do, you're going to do it. That's the work. Because you believe what the Bible says, that's our faith. We're going to have a work of faith. And so to be a faithful Christian, you must have faith and you must have work. Second of all, and labor of love. And so you don't just love someone, but you do something as a result of your love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so his son came to show us the way to heaven. That's what a true Christian is. He's one that has love for the Lord, but it is a love that works. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 15 and verse 13. And so if Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's John 14 and 15, rather. Then the Bible says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. The truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so we're people that have a faith that works. We're a people that has a love that labors. And we're to be a people who has hope. Faith, hope, and love. And concerning our hope, we have patience. Hope looks forward. It's looking to the future. It's looking to the future of something good. And we'll be talking about in our study today, there's something that we're looking forward that is good. But we have patient hope. We don't give up. Furthermore, and so a faithful Christian is one that has faith, hope, and love. It has faith that works. It has love that labors. It has faith that is patient. That needs to describe you. If you want to be a Christian, then I hope that describes you. And then, of course, verse 4 says, we have the election of God. God has chosen people like that. Verse 5 says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And so the gospel came to them. That's what this is all about. They became Christians because of the gospel. Notice verse 6, and you became followers of us and of the Lord. You want to be a faithful Christian, you need to follow the teachings of the apostles and follow the wonderful, perfect example of the Lord. Then it says, having received the word in much affliction and joy of the Holy Ghost. Christians are people who are afflicted, but they don't moan about it. They're happy about it. Is this you? We are the most blessed people of all the earth. And yet some of us are going to find something to complain about. We are just like the children of Israel. We have it all, and yet we're going to complain about it. Now, we receive the word in much affliction, and yet we're going to be happy. Christians are a happy people. That's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Love and joy is a part of what being a Christian is. So a faithful Christian, who is he? He's one that has a faith that works. He has a love that labors. He has a hope that is patient. And when he is afflicted, he is happy. He is blessed. Beloved, let's remember that we are more than conquerors. Romans 8 and verse 37. Let's remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? And so we need to be faithful Christians. This is how we can be in heaven. We are going to be in heaven if we do the things that are written in this book. But furthermore, in doing so, notice verse 7. This is why we're studying this. So that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. They're examples. Whatever the Thessalonians were doing as they followed God's will, they are examples to us. So we have examples in the Bible that we are to follow. A faithful Christian is one that follows the examples of those in the Bible. But notice what they did. Verse 8, you want to be a faithful Christian? Then do what they did. Follow their example. Verse 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad so that we need not speak anything. They were evangelistic. They sounded out the word of the Lord. You know, we have a song in our songbook that says, there's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out. Ring it out. And that's what they did. They sounded out the word of the Lord in that area called Macedonia. But not only there, but in Achaia also. And so that's what the first Christians did in Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. They went everywhere preaching the word. They were sounding out the word of God. That's what a true Christian does. I want to be a true Christian. What do? Well, they sound out the word of God. That's their work of faith. That's their labor of love. They were doing it, and so must we do it. It is the only cure for sin. It is the only way to heaven. And let's do this with our patient hope. Let's sound out the word of the Lord. Are you sounding it out? I hope you are. Let's continue to do that. But also notice verse 9, how to be a faithful Christian. Well, here it is. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Who's a faithful Christian? He's someone who's turned away from the world, and he has turned to God. That's what the word conversion is talking about. There's a change. Acts 3 and 19 says, repent and be converted, be changed. We're not to love this world, neither the things that are in this world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall abide forever. We must change from loving this world to loving God more than anything else in all the world. In Matthew chapter 6, we have this memorable verse, this great passage, where it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. We're to be a changed people. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Our hearts must be turned. If we lose our house, we aren't concerned. We haven't lost our soul. If we lose our car, we shouldn't be concerned. You haven't lost your soul. Houses are going to be burned up anyway on the last day. We must be transformed. We turn from the things of this world and we turn to God. The Bible still says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our minds have got to change. We've got to stop pursuing the things of this world and begin to pursue the things of God. Our affections must be on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And so let us pursue those things. Let us be changed. They turn from idols to serve the true and the living God. That's who a faithful Christian is. And that's certainly who we want to be. But verse number 10 of 1 Thessalonians 1. What did they turn to God to do? To wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Wrath is coming. He is coming. What are we doing? We're waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. He is coming. And something is said in every chapter of this book, the First Thessalonians, about his coming. Chapter 2 and verse 19 says, for what is our hope or joy or crown or rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? What's the message? Christ is coming. What are we doing right now? We're waiting for his coming. Chapter 3 and verse 13, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. We're trying to be established in the faith. We don't want to be moved. And we want to be unblameable in holiness before God. Why? The Lord is coming. We need to be a changed people. We need to be a transformed people. We need to be a working people, a faithful people, a loving people. We need to have hope. We need to be spreading the gospel because Christ is coming again. He's coming. Then in chapter 4, beginning in verse 13 through 18, we have this wonderful, wonderful passage. Who is a faithful Christian? He is one who is waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's going to happen then? Well, here's what's going to happen. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those people have already died, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. What's the point? We do have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we do, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Those people who have died before the coming of the Lord, they're going to be brought with the Lord the day that he comes. And then it says in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those who have died before, they're going to be resurrected. There's a resurrection coming. This is our hope, a hope to have victory over the grave. Then we which are alive and remain, if we're not dead and buried at that time, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We are a people who are waiting for the coming of Christ. Now, we don't know when he's going to come. And that's the beautiful part of it. We need to stay ready all the time. Look at chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know that perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that you should that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And so a faithful Christian is one that has a labor of love. He has a work of faith. He's working. He's believing. He has patient hope. He is one that endures affliction. He is one that takes the gospel to the world. He is one that has been changed. And he is one that is waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. Each day could be our last day. And even though we plan things out day by day and month by month, we don't know when the end will be. So we're people who are coming, realize the coming of the Lord is always possible every single day that we're alive. But then let's move quickly through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Who is a faithful Christian? Well, a faithful Christian is one that does these things. Look at this, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong. I need to go to chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. I was just reading 2 Thessalonians. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before, we were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi. We were bold in our God to speak unto you and the gospel of our God with much contention. And so they suffered. They suffered shamefully. What is a Christian? Who's a faithful Christian? A faithful Christian is someone who suffers, and they suffer shamefully. Jesus did. Paul did. Peter did. Daniel, Joseph, Job, all of us are going to suffer. And yet, you know, we are bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God. Even though we suffer, we are bold to speak the word of God. And so we're bold to speak the gospel. It is truth. And furthermore, we see in verse 3, who is a faithful Christian, or how do I live the faithful Christian life? For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of guile. We are people who exhort one another. Let's get busy. We're to encourage one another so that people will get to heaven. People will stay faithful. People will continue to obey God. Let's be exhorters. Too many times we're criticizers and we're complainers. Let's be exhorting people. Verse 4, but as we were allowed of God to put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but of God, which trieth our hearts. Who's a faithful Christian? He is one that's been entrusted with the gospel. He is here to please God. We're here to please God, not man. Verse 5, for neither at any time use we flattering words, as you know, for a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. We're not here to flatter people. We're not here to be greedy people. We're here to speak the word of God and speak it boldly. Verse number 5 says, verse 6 says, nor of men sought we glory. We're not here to seek the glory of men. That's who a faithful Christian is. Neither of you nor of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. We're not here seeking reputation. That's what is said of Jesus in Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. He didn't try to make himself of a reputation. He had tried to make himself of no reputation. And so we're not to seek worldly glory. And then it says in verse 7, but we were gentle among you, even as an earth cherisheth her children. Who is a faithful Christian? He's not seeking worldly glory. He's not trying to flatter men. He holds the gospel. He exhorts others. He speaks boldly. He's willing to suffer. But verse 7 says, he is also gentle. He's not rough. He's not ugly. He's not rude. He's very gentle toward all men. Verse 8, notice, so being affectionately desirous of you. Who's a faithful Christian? He's an affectionate person. He cares about others. Desirous of you. We were willing to have parted unto you, not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear to us. Christians are very unselfish. We're willing to give our very souls for you. That's who a faithful Christian is. In verse 9, for you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable to any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. We preach the gospel. We labor. We're not idle. We're not a bunch of do-nothings. I want to be a faithful Christian. I know you do too, and that's why you're listening today, and that's why we're studying this book. This book is teaching us, instructing us, giving us the information that will make us a complete, an entirely complete Christian. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're longing for. That's why this passage is here, so that we can study about being a Christian and we can live the Christian life. Notice verse 10, you are witnesses and God also how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. That's who a Christian is. A faithful Christian strives to live a blameless life. We're not liars. We're not deceivers. We're not cheaters. We live above that kind of thing. And then verse 11 says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. We are people who exhort others. I hope that I can exhort you today and I can comfort you today to live the Christian life. As you read the book of 1 Thessalonians, it is the instructions of God of how to be a faithful Christian. We've touched on some of those today in our study of 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2. I hope and pray that you will study this passage, you will live out this passage in your life, so that you will be in heaven. We'll all be in heaven someday. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and stay tuned to the Gospel Radio Network. And we love you, and we hope you'll continue to study your Bible. Goodbye for now.